Thanks to Raycon for supporting Skim. Buy something small with a big impact. Go to buyraycon.com/skim today to get 15% off your Raycon order. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we are back. Woo-hoo! Kim went to Vegas.
Yes, and, I did.
Because Vegas, we didn't do a show. That was our excuse.
It was a lot of fun in Vegas, though.
Yeah, it was fun. You, Carter, her friends, her weird nerd friends. Did you feel at any time overwhelmed by the nerd quotient?
Nope, no? Not at all.
Didn't bother you?
That was pretty normal.
Yeah, I mean, she has really, yes.
Plus, I'm around you.
Right.
They're nerds, I know.
They are huge nerds, though. Just imagine these young 20-somethings. They're not interested in, like, hard partying or anything like that. They just want, like, anime, interesting food. They want to draw.
They loved Area 15.
Yeah, they thought Area...
Oh, gosh.
I always call it Area 51. Why do I keep doing that? It's 15. That's the point. It's
flipped.
That's
the whole point.
I know. I can't do it.
Anyway.
But they love that because it's a big art installation. So they're just like art nerds. And Kim was like, I wouldn't call you the chaperone, but you were, you know.
No, I was just.
The driver.
Well, I mean, I knew where everything was. They could have gone on their own. I didn't have a way for them to stay where we did without me. So.
Did they see anything weird that was like shocking to them?
To me, you mean?
To them. Like, you know, a couple of them I know had never been to Vegas before. You take a leisurely stroll down Fremont, you might see a topless nun or something.
They saw that stuff too. It didn't bother them. They were all fine. They were all fine.
All right. Well, no innocence lost on that trip.
Too shocking. We didn't do anything too crazy or late at night either.
I mostly ate microwaved things while you were gone. Kim bought me a bunch of Stouffer's things.
I also made you pork carnitas before I left.
Oh yeah, those were good.
So you could make tacos and whatnot.
Yeah. I still didn't like it, though. I mean, the food was fine.
You didn't like that I was gone.
Yeah. I don't like making...
You're like, I still didn't like the pork carnitas.
It's not even like making my own food's a problem. It's knowing that I'm making it. It's just me. It's just, I don't like it. It's just weird to me. I don't know. I don't like it when you leave. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So you're no longer allowed
right.
to ever go anywhere without me again. Well, that's cool, though. Before that, though, we did a really fun thing we didn't talk about on the show, which was we took Van to, he's four now, we took him to an aquarium. Did we talk about this? I don't think we did.
I don't think so. It was a lot of fun, though.
That was great.
All he wanted to see was the sharks.
Sharks and a big fake whale that's out in the main hall that's like hanging from the ceiling. It's like a giant plastic fiberglass whale. And then there's the aquarium full of sharks and fish that look like Dory.
And penguins and sloths and birds and everything's in there.
Yeah, we had a good time. I think there are a few things more fun than taking somebody like him, someone that age, to see
any animals.
Yeah.
They have so he has so much fun with it.
You want to go to a zoo? Sounds good. You want to go to the aquarium? Awesome. My only complaint about the aquarium is the parking sucked and people were being butts out in the parking.
Here's what
you should do, Kim. If you're coming outside, you do this. I do this. No one else seems to do this. You come outside of a parking lot. You notice that it's very packed. And you're about to pull out, which means someone's going to finally get
headed to your car.
Right.
Yes.
Someone's going to get a spot finally because they've been circling, trying to find one. Finally, you walk out and you get in your car. I feel motivated to turn it on and quickly get out of there so they're not waiting a ton of time or that I'm not holding people up.
No one feels this way, though.
What is wrong with people? They sit there forever. They want to do their makeup. They want to adjust 10 mirrors. They want to make sure the radio's where they want it. They want to talk to whoever they are talking to on the phone. They just want to sit there while you're obviously trying to get in.
We sat there for 10 minutes waiting for two different cars sitting. They were parked next to each other.
They didn't know each other, but they were next to each other.
Next to each other, and we sat there thinking, whichever one goes first. I don't care which spot I get. It's still not even that
close.
They
never did.
They never moved.
And people were piling up.
We found another spot
before,
and we looked over there, and they were still sitting in their car.
Yeah.
Just on.
So I'm just saying, there ought to be an unwritten, you know.
There is an unwritten rule.
We live in a society, damn it. Get in your car, start up your car, and go. It's not time to like, all right, I had a rough time in the aquarium. I got to I got to sit down here now and decompress in my car. Come on now.
Yep.
You know, I don't like to be that guy, but I'm that guy with that. Bugs me. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. And if I could recommend one thing in your life, it would be take a four-year-old to somewhere where there's animals.
It was really fun.
Yeah. Even we even had fun with, like, I don't know, like stuff I normally wouldn't think he would be into. He wanted to sit and point and talk about it. But it was only until we were done with the sharks that he kind of relaxed. It was like,
until then,
where do you want to go? Like, sharks. What do you want to do? Sharks.
Look at the penguins. Oh, we're going to go see the sharks?
Yeah. Like, those poor penguins barely got any time with us.
We had to go back to them after the sharks.
Yeah. Penguins are weird. I feel like
so
he'll...
So fun to watch, though.
He'll hit an age where penguins matter more. But right now, it's still kind of dinosaurs, big fish. That's really where his head's at.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's fun, though. Lots of fun. He was here yesterday, and we had a ball hanging out with him yesterday, because we had another, what Kim calls, Nana Day.
It's the best day.
Oh, it's adorable. Oh, you guys want to hear something funny, too? Listen to this. The little one, Phoebe, she, let's see, where did I put that? She has been such a little noisy thing.
A little chatterbox.
And Taylor's been taking video. Now, I haven't actually seen this one.
Oh, it's really cute.
So I'm going to hear it. Here we go. And people can hear it in the audio. Here you go. My gosh, dude.
She likes to be a little scared. It's really fun.
She's like a little... She's going to watch horror movies and stuff. Don't you think?
Like, Pops, give me a scary one.
Yeah, I'll watch horror movies with people. Are you kidding me? I love that stuff. But yeah, she's just, she's growing fast. She's all chunky. And is pushing, what, a year now?
No, she is 5 months old.
5 months old, sorry.
She's not pushing anything.
It's weird because I both feel like time's going too fast, and in some ways it feels slow. I feel like Phoebe's been here forever.
She's only 5 months, yeah.
But she's only been out the chute for less than half a year, which is really weird. Anyway, so there's your update on
kiddos.
Yeah, our direct descendancy. I would like to mention that The Last of Us finished up, and so did Kim and I of our watching of it. And we loved it, didn't we?
So good.
It was so good. My favorite thing, we won't spoil anything, but I'll say the whole season was great. My favorite thing in the final episode was it was all set in Salt Lake City. And so I found out a couple things since we watched it. The animal, or the giraffe was real, wasn't CG. Mm-hmm. I assumed, oh, well, they've obviously filmed some of this in SLC. So maybe they just went to Hogle Zoo and did that there. Because that's the idea, is in the show, that would have been a giraffe that got out of the Hogle Zoo, which is our local zoo. Turns out, no, they filmed all of that stuff with a giraffe up in Calgary.
That's so weird.
Yep. And then the hospital, I thought it was like, oh, they took a floor of St. Mark's or LDS Hospital or something and cleared it out and made it look old or renovating or something. Nope. That was a hospital in Canada that was abandoned.
Oh, weird.
Or not in use. I don't know if abandoned's the right word. It's not like the doctors went, we're out of here one day and just left. But you know what I mean? Like, no longer. What do you call that? There's a word for that. No longer
in use.
Yeah, there's another term. But anyway, they did that and they had to crusty it up to make it look old and whatever. So the scenes, all of those scenes were this crazy mix of on the ground here shots, them up in Canada, on one part of Canada talking to a giraffe, and then another part of Canada running through a hospital. And then a whole bunch of CGI to dress up the Salt Lake area. It was just weird.
Basically, where the scene was...
Whoa, I pulled your earphones out. That's a me problem. Hold on.
Here. Where the scene was shot is where Little America is.
Oh, right.
It's right behind that big parking lot where they did it.
Little America is this... So wait, there's Grand America and Little America.
Yeah.
Grand America is like a 5-star hotel. It's like this big, expensive.
Right across the street is the sister hotel. It's just not as expensive.
No, it used to, and it's been around for a really long time, and it's awesome. I like it there. But it makes sense they filmed all that because that kind of weird
they were
valley
up high
within a valley. Then, yeah. It was cool. Anyway, if you didn't notice all that, and if you're a local, you definitely noticed, because they kind of nailed it. Everything looked like accurate to mm-hmm. me. And usually I don't say that about TV or movies when they do stuff here or anywhere else. But I don't know. It's always fun. If you're somebody who lives in, I don't know, Kentucky, and then you watch Justified, it's like, ah, yeah, that's Lexington for you right there.
I love Justified.
Even though they film half that stuff in Georgia all the time. So they're just faking it. But yeah, Justified's great. That movie's still coming, you know. We got to watch that.
I know it.
Pretty excited. Anyway, I'd give it a big thumbs up. I'd give it an A for the TV show.
All right.
How about you?
An A. Yeah.
You give it an sure. A? Okay.
For sure.
You're hooked on The Rookie right now. Very different show.
Yeah.
And how's that going for you?
It's just fine.
Yeah. Have they broken any hot cases? Have they? what have we done?
It's kind of, I just go through these weird vibes of what I like to watch. And right now that's one of them. And The Rookie feds. And then sometimes I'll get into the British mysteries. And sometimes it'll be Gilmore Girls. And sometimes it'll be whatever we're watching together, you know?
We need to watch Slow Horses on Apple TV Plus. Because that's your British spy mystery.
There thing. You go.
And it's supposed to be very good. So watch for that.
It's like what I watch when I sit around and like fold laundry and chill out.
Yeah. Ted Lasso started too.
Oh, I gotta season wait three, a little bit on that.
Final season. So we got to enjoy that. Anyway, let's move on to some emails and calls.
Alrighty then.
I'm going to start with a call. This came to us at 801-471-0462. That's our voicemail line. You can also leave text there. You're welcome to do either of those things. This is about getting fiber in your apartment. And I don't mean the kind to help your guts move. All right, here you go.
Hi, this is Bridget. I'm calling from Oregon. I really, really like your show a lot. And Kim, thank you for everything you do. I just love it when Scott mentions the things that you do for your community. Oh. Excuse me, I sound a little nervous. This has to do with internet and fiber, because you mentioned it on your show last week. And I live in an apartment building, and I have Ziply fiber, and they wanted to do the upgrade. But then all of a sudden, everything stopped, and it turned out that the workers had offended my apartment landlady. And so she says they will never come here. And so I checked into it legally, and legally, as long as they offer cable internet, which I actually don't want, then they don't have to offer anything else. And so I'm stuck unless I want to move. I think that's so unfair. I'll never have fiber. Okay, well, thank you. And again, thank you. Bye.
Okay. I
didn't know that was legally they could do that, where they're like, sorry, we don't like her. We're not going to give it to you.
That seems weird.
That does
doesn't
seem
it?
Really weird.
I don't feel like that's, I mean, I guess it is there. If you're a landlord and you own a big complex, I guess it's yours to decide what comes on there. But I just think that is really short-sighted. What do the workers do? I don't want to assume. You know, like maybe they walked in there, wieners out, and peed on everything. I don't know. I don't know. But
I think that would have been more of a legal issue.
Yeah, that feels like the police might have been involved. But if it was just like, oh, they annoyed the landlady, I don't know about that.
All she has to do is say, can you send out some different people? I can't work with them or something. That's ridiculous.
I just also would like to say that person's voice made me want to hang out with that person, didn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't she sound nice?
She sounds awesome.
Like you just want to sit down and talk and share.
Don't be nervous. It's just us.
She seems so nice.
I love it.
I like our listeners. She seemed really sweet. Anyway, I hope you get fiber because that sucks. What happened to you? Here's one from Amanda. And it's about snow. All right? Enjoy.
My name's Amanda. I regularly listen to many of the Frog Pants shows, and I just finished listening to The Skim Show, where you are whining and crying about not having any voicemails. So I thought I would call and leave a voicemail. I live in Montana, and we have tons of snow, and I'm wondering how you guys divvy up snow chores, clearing off vehicles if you park them outside, shoveling walks, driveways. Also, in this last Skim episode that I listened to, you were talking about having grief with each other or fighting. One thing I noticed from a lot of couples is they fight over money or fight over household chores. And so how do you guys divvy that up? Who makes the money decisions, especially with large purchases, vehicles, things like that? Love the show. Thank you.
Bye. All right. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Let's start with the snow stuff. I used to go out and shovel the snow. I don't anymore because my back on multiple occasions while shoveling snow has completely blown out and rendered me useless for some number of days.
We're talking about one time when we were shoveling snow. I was doing the front. He was doing the driveway on the side. And I remember Nick coming around. He was probably 12.
12 years old. Yeah, 11 maybe.
Hey, Dad, need you? And I'm like, he can finish that part. I'm going to finish over. And he goes, no, Dad can't move. And I would go around the house. And Scott is on his hands and knees and cannot move. I literally had to like heft you onto my back the best I could, which wasn't great because you're so much taller than me, and like help you up the stairs and get you in bed. And then you were in bed for a week.
Yeah, it sucked. It was heinous.
It was really, really
bad.
And
I swore I'd never let it happen again. And then it happened again. And it was doing snow. That time it wasn't as debilitating. It wasn't as bad that time. But the third time wasn't even doing snow. This was, what, a year ago? Mm-hmm. And that was the worst it ever hurt because I really couldn't move. Like, it was so bad. That's the one everyone already knows this, but that's the one where Kim had to make me a pee funnel so I could pee.
Oh, yeah.
It's better than having to make a poo funnel is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It's no fun. So I usually go out and do them. Carter helps me. We don't have any cars parked outside.
If it's light and fluffy, I can do it. If it's heavy and wet snow, we're just asking to put me down.
Yeah. I'm putting him down.
Yeah. And it's the same with like I can't help people move like furniture and things.
No.
It's just, you know, here's what I think. Anything after 35 or so, people should just hire movers. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Don't ask your old friends with bad backs to help you move stuff because you're just asking for it. And it's not going to, it doesn't matter whether I wear something.
It's not going to
end well. No, it's going to end very poorly.
As far as your question, though, about the rest of it, I think we're about 50-50 on everything. Mm-hmm. If I need help, I'll say, you know what, tonight my back hurts or whatever I've been doing all day. I made dinner. How about you do the dishes? Yeah. And Scott does them.
Yeah. Or like if... like on the money front, if we're going to get a car, nobody does that without the other person knowing about it. Like we talk about everything that.
It's kind of a 50-50, except for laundry.
Yeah, Kim does all the laundry.
Scott came in the other day.
She won't let me do laundry. Let's make this clear.
And let me tell you why.
Okay, go ahead. This is like driving. She won't let me drive her anywhere either.
It drives me crazy. Anyway, no pun intended. He came in the other day and I said, hey, can you go grab that thing off the dryer? And he said, which one's the dryer?
I really didn't know. They're both just two holes you put stuff in. When I was
they're kid. They're both front loading. So I get that. But that's how often Scott's done laundry. He didn't know which one was the
washer. When I was a kid, was the washer was the one with you had a hole on top that you put stuff in. And the dryer was the one that put stuff in the front and pulled out big giant fur balls out of it when you were done. Ours has two front holes. So it looks the same.
So I don't trust him to do laundry. Let's put it that way. Because if he didn't know which one was which, we could really end up in trouble here.
You don't want me doing your laundry. I do my own, no problem.
There's only two of us now doing laundry, so it's not like a lot or anything.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a 50-50 other than laundry, I'd say, driving.
Even with Carter here, she still does. She does her own laundry.
Course.
And I would too if I was her. I mean, I was in my her age range, I was doing my own laundry and stuff. But Kim does an amazing job, and she's very fast and efficient. She also likes folding for some reason.
I do like laundry.
She finds it like chilling. You chill. Mm-hmm. See, I don't feel that way. I do it,
and that works out perfectly for us.
But she doesn't like me to do it because someone's going to get a white shirt that'll be pink because I accidentally put a sock in there that shouldn't go in there, like all those things. Plus, I clearly don't know a dryer hole from a washer hole or hole, whatever, entry, whatever. What are they called? Opening. What is it?
Entrance. I don't know.
Just washer hole.
And dryer.
If I was in the washer dryer business, would I call it a hole?
I don't know.
The Maytag
Maybe
hole.
Maybe someone that works in that industry can tell us.
Yeah, you guys want to fill us in? Somebody.
But thanks for the call. That's a good question.
Yeah.
But yeah, we probably do everything. Anything, especially financial, is definitely 50-50.
It's always joint, yeah.
We have to just totally talk about it and figure out which one's the best thing. Mm-hmm. And whether it's a computer for you or a car for me, we talked about a lot.
Yeah, we have to do that. And also, if Kim, so she makes sure all our stuff's gathered up and ready to go in tax season. I know it sucks, but it's a lot of coming to me saying, all right, I need you to export these three things. I need those files. I need this and this. And so I give her that. And then she compiles it all, takes it to our accountant. He says, oh, I also need this. Kim, you know, it's just collaborative. Just get it all done.
There's no point in trying to do it all by yourself.
No, but she's good at those things. So it's helpful.
It works out.
Thank you for your question. I'm going to take a quick moment here and talk about our friends at Raycon. Man, I like Raycon a lot. I have a pair in my pants right now, right here. Do you see this bulge right here? That is a pair of Raycon audio buds, earbuds. And I love them. It's almost spring, as you may have noticed. And I'm very excited about that in its own way. But because spring is here, you know, people are talking about making changes. Maybe clearing out a basement or, you know, I don't know. Getting your yard.
If you need a really good Easter present for your teenagers.
Oh, that's a great idea. Anyway, it's all well and good to talk about spring, but, you know, you're also just trying to make changes in the year. Like, what are our plans? What do we want to do? When's the stupid family reunion? How do we got to prepare for that? Blah, blah, blah.
How many pair of earbuds do I need to take with me to the family reunion?
Dang,
so I don't have
straight.
To talk to people.
Oh, these batteries are down. Let's put the next set in. I've actually found the smallest changes to your routine can make some of the biggest impact. In the same way, you don't have to break the bank to make big deal purchases. Even the smallest things can be a big part of the change you're looking for. Like something you use every day, those would be like my Raycons. And yeah, Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands. Go to buyraycon.com/skim today and get 15% off your Raycon order. Raycons, you know, it's premium audio at the perfect price point is a great way to put it. So you can build great habits without breaking the bank. I listen to mine every day. It's everything from podcasts to music. Lately, I've been completely hooked on the new Gorillaz album. And boy, does that sound good in those everyday earbuds. Just escape into it, especially the song where they collaborate or he collaborates with Stevie Nicks. Man, takes me away. And I don't know if it would be as cool if I didn't have those earbuds in. Anyway, whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds, low latency gaming headphones, or a speaker, whatever, they've got you covered over there at Raycon. And you don't even have to choose between products. You can get one of each. Because the pricing is so good. They even offer buy now, pay later options. Check that out. That's cool. That may make some of you happy. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to mention is every purchase you make there is easy to do and has a free return guarantee if you're not happy. I love these guys. So whether you're looking at them for the customizable sound profiles or the noise isolation or the tap functions, maybe it's the water and sweat resistant nature of these devices. Maybe it's the crystal clear call quality. It's a lot in one mouthful to say. Remember yesterday I talked to you on the phone? I sounded pretty good on there.
Yep.
And you sounded great to me. 8 hours of playtime. Oh, man. Go check them out. If you're ready to buy something small with a big impact, go to buyraycon.com/skim today and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/skim to score 15% off. All right. I would like to now read an email from Damien, Spawn of Satan. Oh, no. His name is Damien, but he's not that Damien. Different Damien. Hi, Scott and Kim. Recently, you have received a call from a listener with a Polish ancestry talking about our Fat Tuesday tradition. He wrote Thursday tradition. Pagzik, or how did we say it? Pagziki or whatever it was. Anyway,
I don't remember how you pronounce it.
I don't remember either. Anyway, it says I am a Pole, not the kind you'd like hang stuff on, or you know, not like the North Pole, but nice. Like a Polish person. And decided to chime in with some basic input on our sweet pastry. First of all, it is Pazziki, or however you say it, with a P. Kim got it right on the show. Oh, so what was it?
I don't remember.
Oh,
I thought I said it wrong. So I'm like trying to find out how to say it right.
He says, I would call and record this myself saying it, but I'm afraid it will be expensive to do that across the ocean. Yeah, and then says, wait, it's the internet. I will record it and add it to the attachment. It wasn't there, though. You didn't attach it. Please send it, please. Because I didn't get an attachment. Anyway, with all that out of the way, let's talk about what it actually is. And it is a sweet pastry. Again, points for Kim. In Poland, we use the same word for our pezzeki, whatever, and the U.S. donut style, the U.S. style donut interchangeably. I believe the dough is used in both and is the essence of the same thing. What is different is that, at least from how I understood the U.S. donut, the U.S. variety has a hole inside and no filling, while ours is full of like cream or jam or whatever.
Yes.
There are, of course, thousands of varieties, says Damien.
It sounds so much like king cake because it has the cream and I'll make mine with like a blueberry filling, like blueberry lemon with cream cheese. So all of that will be in there. Sounds very similar.
Yeah. It's a sweet pastry. We've certainly had donuts here that are full of stuff too, right? Like you can get a jelly filled donut or
it's been a long time since you've had any of those.
No, I'm off the shug. So donuts and I don't have the relationship we used to.
I will say when I was in Vegas last week, I went to the donut bar.
Bastards.
One of my favorite places.
Yeah.
Because they have a creme brulee donut. And it has the hard coating on top and you kind of crack it when you...
Is it just called the donut bar?
Yes.
Okay. What am I thinking of? Sprinkles is what I'm thinking of.
That's cupcakes.
Yeah, a whole different thing. So is this the one with the window where you get it out the window or do you...
You walk in and they have a bunch there. I actually took a picture with the owner, one of the creators of the donut bar.
Mm-hmm.
While I was there, and they just tons of different flavors, and they do the donut of the day, and they do these great big ones, and I mean big donuts that have a Pop-Tart in the middle of them.
What? A Pop-Tart in the middle of a donut?
In the middle of this donut. It's like huge.
Is it a flat, like bear claw style donut?
Kind of, yes. It's a big rectangle.
Like a bar?
Okay. A little bit bigger than a
like a Pop-Tart. Maple bar.
Yes. Yeah. It was amazing.
What do they have?
Carter got one of those.
What was the donut of the day when you were there?
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay. I was just curious what they would put up there. And is it fun named stuff like
they do have a Homer Simpson with the pink.
Oh, they do?
Pink frosting and the sprinkles.
They call it the Homer Simpson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think they may call it the Homer.
Okay. I wonder if you can get away with that or not. Or, you know.
I mean, you can call it the Homer. Who's gonna stop you?
Yeah, who's gonna stop you? You can't copyright the name Homer. Right? Homer's Odyssey.
There we go.
There's more Homers than one. Not many, but... anyway, thanks for the clarification. Damien.
You're awesome.
Yep, you are awesome. We got one more from Jeff, who says, Scott and Cam, I was listening to the latest Skim Show, episode 111, and a listener asked you a question about foster kids. It was a good question. I never wondered what your thoughts were on it, but it led to a good conversation. That is until you went a bit too far with your sharing.
How did I do that?
This is where the email takes a turn, Kim.
Okay.
Now, forgive me for this if it's a bit overreacting on my part. This might be common knowledge, and maybe she has brought it up herself on TMS in the past. It seems like you were telling some of the things about Wendy that is not necessarily yours to tell. The fact that she was a twin, but the other didn't develop, and all that seemed to be a bit much. I want to be clear. I could be barking up the wrong tree, but it seems a bit out of bounds. I'm a bit protective of my fellow real steppers and my two real step coaches. That's Wendy, of course, and her partner. I admit that. If no one else wrote in about it, then it might be just my bad. If others say something about it, well, maybe there is a point. Thanks for reading. I'm now going back to finish the rest of the episode. I hope you and Kim have a great weekend and a good visit with your mom and John. Jeff, we did. We had a great time with
Mom
and John.
We did. I was glad that wasn't about me. I was like, what did I do?
It's not about you.
It was you.
It's always about me. no, this is, Wendy would tell you the same story and has on the show before. It's not a secret and it's not oversharing. It's not, I get why you might wonder that. But it's
kind of a family story, you guys.
Yeah, it's a huge story in our family about Wendy. I mean, she almost died. Like, it was rough. We're really glad she didn't. But she's like 7-year-old, didn't know what was wrong with her. They opened her up twice. They could not figure out what the crap. They thought it was an appendix that had burst, and it wasn't. Turns out it was this extra, you know, human embryo that stopped growing. But it grew enough to attach to her ovaries, and she had to have one taken out. So she doesn't. None of this is like secret stuff at all. She knows. Not only does she know that we talk about it, she has talked about it herself on the air. So you do not need to worry. But I understand being protective. I'm also protective of my sister. But the one thing about Wendy and my whole family, our default position is oversharing. If that makes sense.
That is very true of your family.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Everyone just kind of goes, bleh, and there it is. Wendy does that. I do that. I think my brother Matt definitely does that. Misha maybe is a little more reserved. The Korean with the Russian name. But even things like that,
it's
see?
Fine, though.
I just told, I just, that's just our, that's how we roll. We don't have a lot, we don't have family secrets in our house growing up or now at all. So if something's dumb, we bring it up. If something's great, we bring it up. We just kind of bring it all up. Thanks for the email, Jeff. Hopefully that clarifies that issue for you. Let's get to the foodie segment here. Mushrooms are back on the menu, baby.
They never were off the menu.
Kim, well, not my menu. I love mushrooms. So does Taylor, but Carter and you, not really fans. I don't remember if Nick likes them.
Nick does.
He does.
It's like right down the middle in our house.
Kim made a big old bowl of mushroom soup stuff, and that was fantastic. I could eat that all day and every day.
This week, I would say that I made twice this week, different versions of it, but fajitas.
Yeah.
That's what we were into this week.
With mushrooms in the fajitas.
In yours.
In mine, sorry. So good. Are you still working on the same mushroom batch we bought?
Like, no, a new one.
All right. I could eat those every day. You could make mushrooms on almost everything,
so,
and I would eat it.
Last weekend I made some steak fajitas.
Yeah.
And then last night we made chicken fajitas. They were good.
They were good. And then today at lunch I had leftover fajita stuff, but you put pork in it today.
I put pork in one and chicken in the other.
Oh, okay. I didn't notice.
Because I made pork carnitas.
They were both.
There's just a lot of meat in our
house. The white meats were in there, but they were so good. And then I had whole wheat tortillas today because those are better for me. And it was really good. Avocado in there.
A little bit of
grilled onions.
Potatoes.
Potato. What else was in there?
Grilled onions, grilled peppers.
Peppers, green peppers.
Mm. Yeah.
Mushrooms. Mm. Anyway, hopefully that made you all hungry and you're all going to make something good today to eat. I don't know what you're doing.
I've got to make a pork roast for this weekend for a family dinner.
Oh, right. We're going to your parents or something, right? No, Sarah's.
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be good.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah. Is this the last thing we're going to do before they move, do you think?
I don't know. They're putting their house back on the market probably next month, so.
Okay.
Last big family event at their house.
Yeah. That'll be weird when they're gone. Just because, I don't know.
They're moving. Yep.
Yep. Back to the old country.
They're moving back to Mississippi. It's not that
like
old.
I said, the old country.
Yes, I used to say when you came to America.
Yeah, when you came to America, or my favorite two jokes, usually told it right in a row, where they just got, the people Temple say, oh, your wife's in Mississippi. I say, yeah, they just got Temple of Doom last weekend. It just opened. And also the...
They got unleaded gas.
Yep.
Yep. Heard them all. Heard them for years.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad. Not that bad. All right. Well, if you like this show, you like us hanging out and talking, and you want to support us, you can help us out over at patreon.com/frogpants. Kind of a catch-all for everything. It's just a monthly Patreon, and it covers a whole lot of stuff, including this. And showing your love there would definitely show your love here. So go check it out. patreon.com/frogpants. And for Skim's website, it's at frogpants.com/skim. And keep sending us those emails, skimshow@gmail.com. And, of course, the text and voice line is 801-471-0462. Kim, do you have anything else you'd like to say before we go?
Just have a great weekend, including St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. I'm going to try to take that advice myself. I've been a bit of a grumpy butt in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. What's your deal?
I don't know. I'm in a mood. I don't know where this mood
Spring's
is coming from.
Coming.
Maybe I'm just sick of winter and it's
time.
That's
probably it.
I don't know. I don't like the day. I don't like the daylight savings change that just happened.
That was hard on you.
I don't know why I struggle with that 1 hour being lost. It's like not that big a deal, but all day I'm like 4. It's usually 3, 7. It's usually 6.
All day long.
Anyway, you guys are all great. Have a fantastic week. We'll be back next time with more right here on Skim.
Thanks and see ya.
Bye.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.